Hey, thanks everyone for taking the time to listen to our incredible Christmas All Staff podcast. Just a few quick reminders, if you are looking for details, any type of information, please go to our website at thesolomonfoundation.org/Christmas2023. And I have some very important recent news, and that is we are officially making our time on Tuesday night for our dinner at Scenes 52. Is going to be a Christmas sweater night. So that can be a fancy Christmas sweater, a professional, nice looking Christmas sweater, or it can go the opposite route and just be completely ugly and crazy and light up, whatever you want it to be. So make sure you are wearing your Christmas sweater at our Christmas dinner Tuesday, December 12th for our all staff. So, all right, jumping into the important stuff, I've got a very special guest and good friend here, Tim Mort. Tim Mort, welcome to the studio. How are you today, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Yes. It's very rare that the marketing and the actual, you know, accounting finance team gets together and actually kind of likes each other.
There's a stereotype that between numbers and creative abilities, there's a disconnect. I was just telling my staff this morning that you don't find a creative accountants. You only find them in jail. So that's a problem.
I still remember. I think that's one of the very few accounting jokes I will owe. Maybe it's not a joke. It's like
it's truth.
That's true. Yeah. Well, good. Finance team. I actually heard a rumor that you were on the best team here at TSF.
You know what? There's that claim to the best team for sure. I'm not going to dissuade anybody's opinion on that because I know that's well held. But we're actually on the smartest team.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to take an avenue that I don't think people are taking. So I'm going to get out of the fast lane and just, I'll take the smartest lane. Smartest one approach.
So Tim is out of the running for the best team. And now being
out of the running, but we're just claiming the tag as well. So
the smartest team. Well, how has 2023 been going? I know you've been building up your team and a lot's been happening. So walk me through maybe a couple of highlights, fun stories. What's been going on this last year for you and your team?
Yeah, it's a big one for us. We rolled into 2023 and we were thinking, well, let's add one more staff member. We had a staff accountant, Jordan, at the time. And so we rolled into 2023 thinking, let's add someone else, a little more expertise as well.
Yeah.
She transitioned out, as we all know. And so we decided, let's go full force and bring him in, bring more people in. So
you were like an island for a little while. There was like just Tim over there.
There was a point, I think it was from like June, felt longer than that. It was June to July. It was the Tim show.
Yeah.
Well, Melissa's there. Let's be honest.
We know Melissa's there.
Let's hope she's not listening to the show.
Yeah.
No, it was a lot of operation. It was a very busy time. But on the highlight here, so starting July and August, we got Hannah and then Christine as well.
Yeah.
And so the two of them have been a great addition to the team. I'm going to pat myself on the back. Great hires.
Totally.
I know you helped me out, Adam, on one of the interviews with Christine.
That was great.
But yeah, they've been outstanding. And so we have Hannah as staff accountant. And so she handles a lot of the month end, very accountant-y type stuff. That's not a word, but there we go. Christine's handling the daily banking, a lot of different projects, and they're both knocking it out of the park. I know they're well liked outside of accounting as well. So it's been great to add them and have them to the team. And it's been fun to see new perspectives from them as they're both very new to TSF.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think adding like Shay, Callie, your two gals, like significantly dropped the average age of the employees of TSF pretty far down because these gals are a little younger, right?
100%. And see, I do have a concern though, because you and I always touted bringing in more guys, but between you and me, I have no complaints we brought in, but like, I'm going to get myself in trouble. So I'm going to shut up now. But yeah. So no, they've been outstanding. All of them, well, four of them and even more than that have been hired. And but we brought the age down for
great
sure.
Additions. And I know, is it just Christine? This is her first professional job position or career?
Kind of a career job. Yeah, she came from she had some part-time jobs that where she worked kind of accounts payable. But yeah, this is a big one for her. And then Hannah's worked in, she came from enterprise doing accounting, kind of a bigger corporate.
That's right.
So this is their first, definitely first nonprofit, small company feel. And yeah, it's been good and they claim it's good. So if they tell you differently, well, that's good. Keep that secret.
Yeah. And the only reason why I bring that up is because I think Susan and I know a lot. We've been talking about just like what happens when you have a new employee, and then what happens when you have a new employee who's never been in a full-time career before? What does that look like, office morale? And then what does it look like if you have a new employee, first-time career position, who knows nothing about TSF, like the training that goes involved of like really having to get them inundated, get them on mission. Like it's, you know, it's more than just the task. It's about creating the culture.
It is creating the culture, but you know, on the pot, and they've done outstanding as far as integrating into that. But I think we, as when I say we, like you and I, the old man here, and we're in these, and probably me more, like it very much have been integrated into the corporate culture for a long time. I can get jaded or kind of, I forget maybe why we do certain things. So that's been great to have them. I wouldn't say they even challenge it, but more we'll have conversations and I'll kind of go, why do we do that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like that's, and maybe we'll have conversations. Oh yeah, that's why we do it. Or it's not a good reason, but that's why we do it.
Yeah.
So that's been the fun things to have, see and have, and they've done great integrating into it and you know, all those fun little things.
Yeah. Well, kind of in that same vein of just highlights of the year, I'm imagining that these gals probably were, you know, allowed you to do a lot more. Was it just kind of like, was it accomplishing more work? Was it accomplishing different work? Was it expanding horizontal, vertical? Like, tell me about some highlights and productivity wise, what this year looked like.
So it was very, very busy in the middle until we got them onboarded. And I told them, hey, like, I want them to learn TSF culture. It was a big thing. So we've been moving slow, not because of their learned ability. They push me faster. They want to learn faster than I give it to them half of the time.
Yeah.
So we've jumped in. And so we're really to the point of, I feel like right now, we're getting to where they are taking off with the projects they have, which is really helpful to me because now it's opening up avenues for me to be able to jump into other projects, initiatives. We'll talk about later about what 2024 looks like.
Yeah.
And so I can get out of the operations, and that is, I love accounting operations, but that's amazing to be able to have the capacity. So yeah. And in that vein, I think it's just starting to open up, because there's a huge learning curve. There's a lot, in accounting, and like a lot of departments, you have to know a lot of everything.
Yeah.
So they're doing really well there and we're getting there.
Yeah. Any big major stories or moments or just thinking about what 2023 looked like?
Yeah. I mean, the first one that's not like mind blowing to everybody, but let me explain here. Hang on, everyone. Accounting is all about ticking and tying everything, making sure processes and reconciliations are right. If you've fallen asleep already, hang in there. So that was a huge thing. Our team is really new. I mean, like I'm here a year and a half. Melissa's been here for now 2 years. So our longest tenure at accounting, we roll Susan into the accounting finance, but
right.
HR, but just accounting wise, 2 years in. So with that said, we're really kind of reamping how we do things.
Hmm.
And so with all that, we've redone a lot of our processes. And I know for everyone out there, you guys have seen that, whether it's with Paycom expenses, payroll, just how we do things in general. So we've been reamping a lot of that without going into the boring details. And that streamlines and improves processes. When you're sending out a lot of money, as I'm sure you've talked with investments and loans, you got to make sure you're doing it right. So that's been a lot of fun. I know it's weird to say that, but I'm an accountant, so I can say it's a lot of fun to do that type of thing. That's one of the things, kind of a vague answer there. But another one that's been really good is most of you probably know Restoration Movement Media is a company that TSF is part of TSF.
Yeah,
TSF
we basically owns. Housed it and kind of hosted them, for more lack of better words. Yeah.
Yes, and you might hear it under the name of the Christian Standard.
Yep.
Is the DBA they run under. So it's a publication. If you haven't seen it, heard it, I'd encourage you to go to it.
Yeah.
I think it's ChristianStandard.org, is it? Or is it Restoration Movement Media?
It's Christian Standard, yeah.
Yeah,
ChristianStandardMagazine.com, I believe.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That one. anyway, great publications. And there's Restoration Movement Media, RMM, we often call them, team that does all the publication. Here's why I'm getting there. And so that is an outside team that Jerry Harris, The Crossing, is a big leader in that.
Yep.
That team is outstanding. We have always done the bookkeeping and the accounting, all that payments and stuff previous accountants.
Right.
Many of you knew Tracy before, and she moved to Texas. Used to be on the TSF team. Jordan did it for a while. And so we just transitioned and brought it all in-house to Christine.
Okay.
This is a big, it's running a company. It's running the bookkeeping side of it. So something you may never have even known an effectist is a huge endeavor that Christine manages the day-to-day. And there's a lot of details we want to go into, but manages all the payments, a lot of phone calls, checks received, and just even the subscriptions of the magazine.
So you're basically telling me that a gal who's never had her official career before, young, just starting at TSF, is basically now running her own company, as you call it.
100%.
And you trust her. She's great at it.
She nailed it. Yeah. Yeah. No, she's got it. And she's hit it out of the park in that one. So
that's
great
awesome.
Job, Christine.
Well, huge shout out to Christine for carrying that load. And it is a big undertaking. And like Tim said, if you haven't checked out the magazine, please do so. I think the first one is free if you sign up or whatever, but it's a great magazine too. But I want to hone in. You said something about fine-tuning your processes, making things better. You know, making 2023 is about looking at all that, making things better. I got to address the elephant in the room, our W-2s. Did that process, is that also going to look better this Christmas? Or if not, where do we send the hate mail, the bad emails to? Do those go to you? Tell us about that.
Yeah, send it to M. Allen.
She's going to love that.
She's going to love that. Okay, so let me give, so for the ones who are like, where's this coming from? We all get W-2s, and W-2 is your tax form that shows your wages that you submit with your taxes. So last year, real quick, we had a transition from our previous payroll company to Paycom is the new company. Because of that mid-year shift, there was a lot of upheaval from the Paycom side. And it sounds like I'm passing the buck, but it was literally them not doing what they could.
Yeah.
What they're supposed to. We got to year end, and there's a deadline by the IRS to provide W-2s by the end of January. We were in daily conversations with Paycom, fighting them on it. They weren't doing it right. It was because the mid-year shift was the big thing. They couldn't figure out how to get them integrated. It was way too late.
And
we've already sent it to Paul, told you guys all apologies for that. And I apologize again for that. It was out of our control, but we feel really credit for that one.
Yeah.
Good news is we've learned from that is, okay, how do we manage this relationship? And it's a full year with Paycom. Okay, that's going to help. Our team, Melissa has been the primary on this one, did a mid-year and is doing a Q4 review of all data that flows to the W-2s. What I mean by that is we're not waiting until January to go, oh, is it right? No. We're jumping in, making sure all your data is right and just ready to go. So now can I promise that there will be no issues ever? No, I can't do that. But I am 99% sure we will be just fine. You'll have W-2s great on time. The deadline for W-2s is January 31st. So I see no potential issue with you guys getting that. If you ever have any questions, I would, myself or Melissa, you can reach out to me and we can walk you through what that's going to look like, timing, if you have a concern about it, or even once you get the W-2, if you're like, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
I can't give you tax advice, but I'm happy to, walk you through it.
Yeah.
But it should be good.
It's one of those things I think most people just think like automatically happens, right? Like I can never think of like, I never in my mind have thought, who does my W-2s and where do these numbers like populate from? Like, what's that actual person like? I'm like, oh, great. It's there. It's done. But you guys have actually done a lot of work of moving this whole system over. It was part of a bigger process here that's, you know, tied up in all this. So.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, good. Well, what does next year look like for you guys? Is it just kind of more of fine tuning, building the team, growing the team? I don't know. What is?
I think we're going to add 5 more positions.
Okay.
And we'll now see if Melissa's listening. No. So our team is staffed up. We're in a great spot, as I mentioned. So we're moving into what I call timing of continuous improvement. And a big thing in our department, Melissa and I love continuous improvement. So we're doing it some way. How do we get better at it? So there's a couple of things I wanted to point out. The first one is planned giving. Here's a plug for Megan.
Okay.
Megan Rollins and planned giving. She's done an outstanding job with the gifts and I know a lot of leads and getting there. Now, currently planned giving, we get a big gift. Okay. And so for people who understand planned giving, they get a gift. And we take that money and we invest it with the Solomon Foundation in the churches, the church plants are doing. And that interest that earns in the Solomon Foundation can be sent out for approved organizations by that donor. That donor can advise. Right. It's called an advisory power. So when someone gives us $1 million, we take that money and we put it in investment and we do that.
Yeah.
Now, the hard part is right now we've done a great job with the accounting side of it.
Hmm.
Pat myself on the back for that. sound like that. But no, there's no issue with the money. Like, we don't know where the money's at. We know exactly where the money's at, how much it's earning and all that. And when money needs to go out, it happens. The problem or the issue, difficulty has been how to reflect that and provide good transparency to the donor. I've talked to Megan about providing them a red carpet experience. Okay. Hmm. If you give me $1 million, you better get a red carpet experience.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've done a good job with that. We answer the phone calls, but it's a small operation right now. We're going to be working on launching this program. I'm telling you a sneak peek because it's 90% sure it's happening.
Okay.
It's this organization that...
We'll check to see again if Melissa's really listening.
Oh, yeah. No, she's good at it. I need to provide the last final details. But what this does is provide a donor platform.
Yeah.
Bob Smith, making up a name, sorry, Bob Smith out there who exists, he gives $1 million and he wants to now, the money disappears and is from a site technically, right? And he can say, I want to give this much money. And we provide statements we send.
Mm.
But now this platform is going to be something he can log into. He can see his, how much money he's given. He can see and request money to be granted out of his fund. He can run reports based off of what he's given, what he hasn't.
Yeah.
He can give more money there. So there's a huge potential in providing additional access to increasing our donations, as well as just providing a good experience for these incredibly valuable donors.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing. I'm not going to say we're going to launch at the beginning of Q1 because we still need to get it figured out. I could see halfway through 2024 that being something we launch.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for that. That'd be really cool.
It seems like perfect time because Plan Giving is a couple years into this. We've been making, what would you call it? Fine-tuning process. You've been
continuous improvement. Yeah.
Continuously improvement.
Cliche
so
word
that's,
there.
Yeah. Well, it's a great, I love that phrase. But continuously improving, I mean, the whole Plan Giving department is just continuously improving since day one. It just keeps getting better and better. So it makes sense this would fit in. I did have a quick question on that. Not that it's official, but could you also go the opposite? If you want to kind of just donate the million and not even like look at it, like this could also go the other way. If you don't want that much interaction, is it kind of a set and forget and cool, it's getting donated and it's being used.
100%. We've had some, not to that level, but we have had people donate thousands. Let's say it's an RMD out of their investment, or it's just, hey, I don't need this money. I'd like to donate it. And they just say, we want to donate the money to TSF. And we may ask them like, hey, do you want it? Is it for some purpose? And they go, nope, just a TSF. And at that point, it doesn't become Plan Giving. So there is donations outside of Plan Giving.
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Yep.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. Very fun. It seems like the stuff that actually excites you because I think you want a good accounting person actually excited about numbers and these processes and this fine tuning, all this stuff. Like you seem like you're in the right spot for what you're doing.
Yeah, no, it's, and especially when something improves and we can provide some value. Yes. That's amazing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
2024, anything else there or?
Yes. I think there's one more thing I wanted to highlight, that we're going to be trying to do, and it's going to affect, I don't know how many people it'll affect really, but there's this program in Microsoft called Power BI. Hmm. And it's an amazing visualization program that can provide a lot of automated reports. I'm not going much further here. Don't worry. So his eyes glaze over here for a second. Yeah. So a lot of reports that can provide a lot of information at the fingertips for our leadership and even transparency for the rest of the staff as well. And so we're going to be working on getting some of that linked and integrated into our systems. So it's not just here's a monthly report of how everything's going on, but maybe the marketing team can go in and say, oh, like there's our budget. And that's what we've spent year to date.
Yeah.
And here's a graph that shows us that. So that's going to be, I can't say that's going to be done in 2024, but it's going to be a work in progress, and it's software that we have access to with Microsoft. So Power BI, it's called, it's an amazing program. And so we're going to spend some time on that one as well. behind the scenes is nice. What we're working on.
Nice. Yeah. All right. You mind if I shift gears from work a little bit?
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. Got. I think we got all the business stuff.
Yep. Check
personal.
Box.
I don't know if you want to announce it, but I'm going to announce it for you. But Tim's in a new house.
Yeah.
New house. New kid.
New kid.
New kid. Five kids.
Same wife.
So, same wife. I guess you do have to clarify sometimes. Hopefully not here, but sometimes you got it, right? Yep. Christmas coming up soon.
Yeah.
Are you guys, how you feeling about it? I mean, you guys got your presents, going to get your tree up soon. How are you feeling about Christmas, man?
We're going to be giving away a kid. For is that the TSF giveaway? Who wants one? No, so yeah, we purchased a house out in Elizabeth. We're really excited for that. We are in the midst of that. We are moving.
Yeah.
We're right now actually doing some renovation on it. And so we're gonna be moving. I'm in a couple weeks, the 17th, I think, we fly out for California Christmas.
Yeah.
So we're doing no decorations.
Yeah.
The decorations, yeah, here we go, a stack of boxes. A stack of boxes. And so that's what it looks like for our kids. We're probably going to cut down a tree or something in California. With my parents and my in-laws are all there.
Fun.
And so we'll be, yeah, won't be in the office for like 2.5-3 weeks probably.
Okay.
I will be working.
Yeah.
I will be working. I wasn't allowed to have that much time off.
Yeah.
No. It's bittersweet. We're excited to go there, but it's gonna be a long time away from everyone. So
yeah. Do you guys have any favorite like Christmas movies or anything that you kind of watch or maybe bake? Music.
We do have Christmas movies. I think the thing I'll highlight for Christmas tradition, the Mort family Christmas tradition, is actually from my mom's side. Is our graham cracker, candy houses we call them, competition. This is a hardcore competition,
yeah.
Which used to be like when we're all little, we used to do like these cool, cute little houses and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It has turned into a full cutthroat competition, and all the spouses, and we have the kids there too, but they kind of do their own thing in the corner. And we spend about 3 hours of intense, as fast as you can, building these creations.
Okay.
And then we have a full voting process that always is, there's always collusion and bribery in
Wow.
that voting process.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that's our tradition. I have siblings all around the world, and they'll call to find out visiting when, not when Christmas is going to happen, like when we celebrate Christmas that morning, but when we're doing candid houses so they can show up for that.
Yeah.
So that's the big deal.
I feel like this is a moment of confession because mm-hmm. last year in the office, we had a contest here
mm-hmm.
and no one knew this all about you. So basically you've been cheating or you were just fully experienced.
I've been
going into this whole thing because no one knew that. I think you guys even won, didn't you? Weren't you on the top?
Oh, we should have. We did. I think we came in second.
I think you and Melissa won
probably. Yeah. I forget that one was. Yeah.
But who knew?
Oh, it was Christmas in July you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
that's what it was.
Yeah.
No, my team was a good team. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is full with graham crackers. Yeah. No, we don't cheat with the gingerbread pre-made junk. And no.
Cool.
That's our big tradition, and there's a lot of rivalry there.
Yeah. Any good music? I know you play guitar. I know you're a musician. You guys, I don't know, sing any Christmas songs or have any favorites?
We do a lot of the traditional Christmas carols, probably. Yeah, that's probably where it lands, really. Yeah, there's always a song going on in my house and with that. But yeah, I don't think there's any huge thing on music, a whole variety of music. Christmas movie. We've got The Grinch is usually one, like the old, we're talking the old, I don't know, is it the 50s? I don't know, probably not even, the old cartoon. The Elf is a big one that's always
nice.
Watched the house. So very stereotypical stuff. As mentioned earlier, Die Hard is one of my favorite Christmas movies. The kids got a couple years before they get to watch that one.
I don't know if people on this podcast have mentioned Die Hard or It's a Wonderful Life more. I think maybe Die Hard is now winning officially after
this. I don't know who I'd offend with saying I can't stand It's a Wonderful Life, but I'll say it. My dad loves it, but oh my gosh.
There was someone else on this podcast. You have to check it out, but someone else said they did not like that movie and they gave pretty good definition. I think some good support to why it's not a very great Christmas movie, but
yeah. Well, I got to give a quick shout out to Shay with Home Alone. I know that's her favorite movie. So Just threw an inside joke on a podcast. So there we go.
Yeah. So at all staff, I know you guys are all listening to this. Make sure you ask Shay about her favorite part in Home Alone. Ask her why she loves it so much, because she may or may not like it that much, but it'd be worth at least asking her about. So mention Home Alone to her. So
you might see a new side of Shay.
Hey, well, I can't end this thing without giving a quick shout out to Hannah. I love to give her a hard time, but Hannah, please stop sending me those emails about my expense reports. I will get to them. I will turn them in finally. I think I'm in like July. You know, I'll get you the report. I'll get you the expense report. Just leave me alone or just do it yourself. I don't know. So sorry about that. Well, thanks, man. It's been awesome having you. Yeah, we appreciate your leadership and everything you provide to the team, but you guys are rocking it and just keep kicking butt.
Cool. Thanks,
man. All right. Later.
Bye.